Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. As usual, it's my pleasure to present you our latest financial figures. This time, we are talking about the figures for the first three quarters of the fiscal year 2015. Let's start with page three of our current presentation, which gives us the basic figures regarding output and order backlog. By the first nine months this year, we generated an output volume of a little more than 10 billion euros in the first nine months, and this increase of about 6% was driven primarily by our markets in Slovakia, Germany, the Czech Republic, and in Poland. However, we registered different trends in our order backlog. On the one hand, several expressway projects contributed to an increase of the volume of orders on the books in Poland. On the other hand, this figure fell back particularly in Russia and slightly from a previous high level in Germany. Large projects are also being worked off in our markets in Hungary, Chile, and Slovakia. In total, therefore, the order backlog stood at 13.8 billion euros on the 30th of September 2015, which means a decline of about 11% versus the same date the year before. The good news at earnings level may appear to be dampened by this minus in our order backlog. Naturally, we are making an effort to maintain a constant pipeline of new orders. Our main goal, however, is to increase our profitability. Having a strong risk management can also mean opting against participation in certain projects due to risk considerations. We now come to chart number four. Our higher revenue also resulted in an improved EBITDA in the first nine months of 2015, which rose by 15% and amounted to almost 404 million euros. Depreciation and amortization were at about last year's level, with minus 288 million compared to minus 256 million the year before. The EBIT figure climbed to 115.81 million euros. This development was due to the segments South and East and International and Special divisions. Already here, I would like to underpin that the fourth quarter of each fiscal or calendar year is the decisive one for a construction company like STRABAG. One can therefore not simply assume the same increase in EBITDA or EBIT for the full year as we have shown them for the first nine months this year. On the contrary, we stick to our guidance of an EBIT of at least 300 million euros for the full calendar year, notwithstanding the figures being published now for the first nine months. I would now like to comment on the earnings per share, and we have a look at slide number five. Positive exchange rate differences, especially regarding the Swiss franc in the amount of almost plus 7 million compared to almost 2 million the year before, as well as the lower interest rate for staff-related provisions, resulted in a less negative interest income of minus 14 million versus the previous year's minus 25 million euros. Below the line, this resulted in earnings before taxes of almost 102 million euros. Despite a doubling of the income tax to 38 million euros in response to the higher earnings, the net income still managed to grow to almost 64 million euros, as a nearly unchanged profit of 5.2 million euros was attributable to third-party shareholders. The net income after minorities increased by multiples from 14.4 million last year to 58.34 million euros this year. With 102,600,000 outstanding shares, this amounts to earnings per share of 0.57 after 0.14 in the first nine months of the previous year. We now come to our balance sheet given on page number six. The total of our balance sheet on the 30th of September 2015 was up slightly versus the end of 2014, which means a plus of 4%. Conspicuous was the usual seasonal increase of the trade receivables with a simultaneous reduction of cash and cash equivalents, which is a completely normal development for our balance sheet. The non-current financial liabilities on the liability side increased as well, resulting from a 200 million bond issue in the first quarter of this year. The balance sheet inflation of 4% led to a slight decline of the equity ratio, although it remained at a similar high level from 30.6% at the end of 2014 to 29.7% at the end of September this year. In response to the higher level of cash and cash equivalents, the net debt improved to 100 million from 472 million at the end of September of the previous year. We now have a look at the various cash flow indicators given on page number 7. To start with the cash flow from earnings, it increased by 20% and amounted to almost 211 million euros. However, the cash flow from operating activities at minus 108 million hardly changed versus the same period of the previous year, as the business expanded with project development in the field of building construction, especially in Germany. At the same time, it was possible to nearly fully balance out the considerable growth in receivables through higher trade payables. The cash flow from investing activities, with minus 179 million after minus 338 million euros, was less negative due to the fact that last year's figure included the cash outflows from the acquisition of Germany and Austria-based facility services company DIW Group, as well as a noteworthy purchase of financial investments in connection with the project Grand Hotel Bucharest in Romania. The cash flow from financing activities, this figure came to a rest at minus 83 million euros after minus 80 million euros last year, did not profit from the aforementioned bond emission due to the concurrent repayment of bank borrowings in a higher amount. I would now like to comment on the development of our three operational segments. Let's please start with the segment North and West. The data are given on page number 8 of our presentation. The output of the North and West segment, which comprises Germany, the Benelux states, Scandinavia, and Poland, came at 4.6 billion euros and remained nearly unchanged in a year-on-year comparison. In our largest single market, Germany, the building construction and civil engineering business generated an output volume that was almost at the same level as during the first 9 months the year before. While the output volume in transportation infrastructure in Germany fell back slightly. Declines were also reported from Sweden and the Benelux countries. By contrast, Poland, the second largest market in the segment, registered an output growth of 20% thanks to the high level of the order backlog. The EBIT of the segment also showed no significant movement after 9 months. It stood at minus 52 million compared to minus 52.2 million for the same period the previous year. Here, different trends balanced each other out. While the negative earnings contribution was contained in Sweden, for example, the financials had been further burdened by higher winter losses in transportation infrastructure at the beginning of the year in various markets, including also railway construction, which was represented in the segment for the first time. Earnings in Germany were down as well, and we did also not manage to come to a turnaround in our hydrological engineering business field. The order backlog of the segment at 5.7 billion euros declined with 6% significantly versus the comparison value from the year before. In the home market of Germany, many small and medium-sized projects were acquired in the third quarter. Although the order backlog in Poland, new acquisitions here include a section of the A1 motorway at more than 118 million, the largest order in the third quarter. This order backlog in Poland grew by a further 34% on the year from an already attractive level. This development was unable to fully compensate for declining orders in Germany, Sweden, and Denmark. The high order backlog, especially in building construction and civil engineering in Germany, fell back in part due to the completion of large projects such as, for instance, the Allianz campus in Unterföhring, close to Munich. Let's also have a word on the segment outlook for the full year, we believe that an output volume of 6.2 billion is expected for the full calendar year 2015 in the North and West segment. For 2016, the German market for building construction and civil engineering should remain on a high level. Prices for subcontractor services and for construction materials have remained moderate so far, despite the lively building construction activity in the country. The price for reinforcing steel, meanwhile, has fallen significantly and is currently at a multi-year low. In transportation infrastructure in Germany, we do not expect any significant changes to the current market situation over the rest of the year, which is a disappointment. Possible investment increases in infrastructure on the part of the public sector in the German market would reflate market development in our eyes as from 2016 at the earliest. The Polish construction sector, on the other hand, has been undergoing a significant recovery since the year 2014. Several road construction contracts helped to boost our order backlog last year. The volume of public sector tenders will likely reach several billion euros, a comparable level again to 2014, of which around 4 billion euros were already awarded in the 9 months of this year. A considerable number of projects are still up for tender. We also expect to see increasing demand in railway construction in this country. On the other hand, more and more tender participants are bidding at very low price levels. Overall, we forecast a significant increase of our own output volume in Poland, with growth in the double-digit percentage range. We now come to the second operational segment, which is South and East, with our core market Austria, Switzerland, and the CE countries. The output volume of the segment, given on page number 9, grew considerably in the first 9 months and gained 10%, amounting to 3.3 billion euros. While Slovakia stood out with especially high growth, and positive figures were registered also in the Czech Republic, the other markets exhibited varied development. The EBIT increased by about one-third and reached 130 million euros. This development was due, among other things, to agreements reached on large construction projects after their completion and to small improvements in several markets of the segment. The order backlog of South and East, on the other hand, fell by 22% and now amounts to 3.7 billion euros. Declines were registered in nearly all markets, with a particularly significant drop in Russia, Hungary, and Slovakia, where several large orders acquired during the previous year have to a large degree already been worked off by now. The segment outlook for 2015 on the output volume side is as follows. We expect the segment to grow to 4.5 billion over the full year, although the currently low volume of new orders might require more conservative planning for the years to come. Despite the improvements in the operating business, the earnings forecast must take into consideration the tougher economic environment in several markets in which the segment operates. On top of this comes our priority for profitability instead of volume of output. In Austria, our home market, the largest market in the segment as well, the field of building construction recently began to exhibit an increased price pressure also in the greater Vienna area. Against the backdrop of lower public investment, this business field had previously compensated the tense, in some regions even dramatic, situation in transportation infrastructures for the group. In 2015, Hungary has so far benefited from a good order backlog and from the good weather for transportation infrastructures at the end of the year. But the lower number of EU finance projects translates into future challenges for the order book situation in that country. In Slovakia, the stable development in both building construction and road construction suggests an improvement of the climate in that country, as evidenced by the tenders for EU-financed infrastructure projects. In the Czech Republic, Current tenders in building construction are focused mainly on projects in the field of education, such as schools and museums, although competition is contributing to prices being calculated at the limit of profitability there. The Swiss market is expected to remain modest at best. On the one hand, an increased number of infrastructure construction projects is coming onto the market after a very quiet period, especially in the greater Zurich area. On the other hand, this market is strongly contested. Demand was also up again slightly in building construction, although the bid prices were on the decline here as well. Despite initial signs of recovery, however, the strong Swiss franc continues to put a damper on economic growth. In Russia, the investment climate has been strongly impacted by the consequences of the Western economic sanctions, the low oil price, the weak ruble exchange rate, and the high inflation in the country. This is true for both the private and the public sectors. A considerable economic downturn with no end in sight can also be registered in the construction sector in 2015. At best, we currently expect larger projects in the Moscow housing market to continue to have a chance on the market. We now come to our third and last operational segment, which is international and special divisions, where the figures have been given on page number 10 of our presentation. The output volume of this segment grew by 13% and reached more than 2.3 billion euros in the first 9 months of 2015. This development was also due to the previous year's acquisition of DIW Group and to increases in the non-European markets, among other things. The EBIT even grew by 68% and amounted to almost 54 million euros, among other things as a result of positive effects from a sale of real estate projects and a lower burden in the raw material business. The order backlog sank by 5% to 4.3 billion euros. Rather high declines in Italy and Americas, where large projects are continuously being worked off, could not be compensated by growth in several other regions. In Austria, for example, a higher volume of orders resulted from two contracts, one to deliver the electrical and mechanical equipment of the A10 Oswaldeberg tunnel, and another to extend the tunnel transmitter system for Vienna's underground metropolitan railway. Several medium-sized projects were also acquired in the Middle East. The outlook for the output for this segment this year goes in the direction that it should be possible to generate a higher output volume amounting to 3.2 billion euros in the segment this year, driven in part by the property and facility services business, thanks to the impact from the DIW acquisition, but also thanks to tunneling. As edge-out competition continues, however, to define the tunneling business in the core markets of Austria, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy, and the reversal of the trend remains elusive, STRABAG is focusing more on Northern Europe and the non-European markets. This necessary market expansion can also be observed for the concession business, which means public-private partnerships. As the market for such projects remains thin in Western Europe, probably with the exception of Germany, and as the political framework and competition present themselves as challenging in Eastern Europe, the group is working increasingly also there in non-European markets. In the third quarter of 2015, for example, the company succeeded in entering the Colombian market with the award of a 900 million euro concession project. Internationally, we are also a successful provider in specialty fields such as the tunneling method of pipe checking and test track construction in road construction. In Singapore, for example, we were awarded the contract to extend the sewer network using the pipe checking method in the third quarter this year. Among the non-European markets, we are focusing our activities, including its core business, especially on the Middle East, above all Oman. In general, however, market development activities must be very selective, as the Middle East as well as Africa are characterized by strong competition. As in precedent years, the real estate development business should make a positive contribution to both output volume and earnings this year. The demand for commercial and residential properties in the core market of Germany remains undiminished and has even grown significantly in a year-on-year comparison. The weak euro has led investors from outside Europe to become increasingly involved in this business field. First steps have already been taken also to develop projects in markets outside of Germany. In September, for example, we entered the Romanian project development market through the acquisition or takeover of the Bucharest-based development team of Raiffeisen Evolution. Also since 2015, the first two projects have been under development in Poland. The construction materials business, which is also located in the specialty segment of Strabag, was supported by the incipient stabilization of the construction economy in several Eastern European markets. This represents a significant improvement of the framework conditions compared to the previous year. In Austria, meanwhile, in the construction materials business, there are first signs of positive growth. We give you the complete outlook for 2015 on page number 11. As you now know, we have set out a course to increase our profitability in the medium term. And in 2015, we are rather happy to see that these efforts have had a clearly positive impact on our financial results for the third time in a row already. The results for the first 9 months of this financial year give us reason to be optimistic that we will be coming up one step closer to our goal of increasing the EBIT margin to 3% sustainably. And again, I may repeat here that the strong growth in our profitability figures over the first 9 months does not necessarily and logically mean that we will be seeing the same strong growth also over the full fiscal year. We stick with our outlook of 6% growth in EBIT, which is at least 300 million compared to the 282 million which we reached in 2014. So far, we have observed that the fourth quarter is always decisive for the development of a company as ours. But on the positive side, we can continue to expect our earnings before interest and taxes to reach at least 300 million. We explicitly confirm that guidance. In terms of the output volume, our forecast remains unchanged, which means an increase of a few percent, 3 to 4%, to 14 billion euros. I may thank you after having finished this part of my presentation, and I'm confident that we will meet our expectations again at year's end. And now I'm open for eventual questions which might have arisen out of my presentation. Thank you very much for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. Your first question comes from the line of Daniel Lyon of Erste Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello and good afternoon. I would have a few questions to the result, basically, and also to the market developments. I would like to start in Russia. You mentioned that the order book is being reduced, of course. I guess that's because some of your orders are being worked off. But do you see any risk of provisioning or receivables that are at risk not to be collected going forward due to the current situation in Russia?
If I may answer directly, Mr. Lyon, hello. Hello. It is true that a part of our contracts has also been worked off, but it is also a reason for the decline in our order backlog that we cancelled or postponed some of the orders we had in our books before. And this was exactly for the reason which you asked after, we do not want to put our receivables at risk, and that's why we prefer to cancel or to postpone the execution of contracts. And we have reached agreements on that with several of our customers, and that is also contributing to the strong lowering of order backlog figure in Russia.
Okay, so basically there's currently also nothing in the figures related to provisioning of receivables.
No, it is too on the contrary, that especially in that region, Russia neighboring countries, we are seeing now that some figures or some payments come after completion of several contracts in previous years where we have reached agreements with the customers about the settlement. And as we are as conservative as we used to be, we get the cash in and the result effect, the positive result effect, only now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Let's turn to Germany. You mentioned Germany as well, waiting for the large infrastructure tenders to be kicked off in 2016. Could you be maybe more specific in what to expect and when to expect the tenders to start?
Yeah, I think remarked that this year has been a clear disappointment, not only for Strabag but for the whole market, because it is now obvious that in 2015 the German public authorities have tendered less road construction works than the year before, notwithstanding the huge gap with regard to reconstruction in that segment. We know that the German Federal Transport Minister, Dobrindt, is looking for possibilities to activate private capital, and that's why we are seeing a new wave of PPP projects. And the first 10 of those projects are under preparation. We are currently working on the A6 motorway, which will be the next to be awarded. But when it comes to conventional tenders, we still see a bottleneck, as we have seen that the total month over this year. So we will be seeing PPP tenders in transportation infrastructure also next year. But on the conventional side, which is still the vast majority of the investment made by the public authorities in Germany, it is still difficult to predict when the bottleneck will be over and when more tenders come on the market. We do not yet see that right now.
When we look at your staff levels in Germany, they've increased now from half year, basically in the third quarter. Is this basically related to the expected increased activity on the market?
Not yet. That is basically related to the takeover of DIW by the end of last year. And was, as we are talking about average FTE figures, you see the figure increasing over the full year. The longer the company is with the group, the fuller you see the effect of about 6,000 people, which we took over once we took over DIW in the last quarter last year.
Okay, I understand. And one last question related to your EBIT margin in the Northwest division. Of course, it's the division that is burdened strongest by some of the weak projects. When would you expect and what would need to happen to see this division perform similarly to the others?
My expectation, Mr. Lyon, is definitely that we will be seeing a considerable improvement next year, because we have already seen that development with regard to Poland, which is a part of the segment. We have been seeing losses till 2013 and the first slight turnaround in 2014. And this year, Poland is again contributing nicely and positively to the EBIT of the segment. It is still some old projects where we have already reported several times about the developments, which is some hydraulic engineering project, which is still the working of the one shopping center in Sweden where we've been reporting several times. I count on the completion of such projects, and then, let's say, normality will be back also in Germany and also in Scandinavia. The result is clearly a disappointment for the group this year, and we are very lucky that the outstanding performance of the two other segments overcompensates that so considerably.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question comes to line of Tobias Loskamp of HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two follow-up questions. The first one on the EBIT in South and East. You make for the first time the statement that you have basically reached agreements on projects after completion. So I just want to make clear that these agreements have been for projects where the revenue was only realized in prior years. Is that correct?
That's true. That's true. The revenues have been realized in prior years, but not we have not taken into consideration eventual income out of such variation orders or settlements, and hence we have now the cash in and the result in effect.
Okay, makes sense. And then, but if, let's say if I look at the let's say quarterly data, I don't know. I know that there's not too much to interpret in the quarterly data. But this quarter, the margin was down in South and East. So did we have the same effect last year as well, or did we have another extraordinary positive impact last year?
No, we had some of that settlements in the second quarter, and of course we have such we don't have such settlements every quarter on the same size. So that was the reason why the quarter before was stronger than the third quarter.
Just to be clear, I meant the quarter, the Q3 last year, which was, I think, 9.9% margin, according to my numbers. That has been the case there as well.
Okay, so you were talking the third quarter.
Yes, year over year.
14, yeah. We have to have a look at that, and I might come back to that question a little later.
Okay, no worries. Then I want to ask you the PPP projects that you talked about in Germany. When do you expect the tendering to be awarded, and when would the construction then start?
The one I was talking especially of is the A6 motorway, and we could expect an award still this year. It would then mean that the construction would start in the course of the first half of 2016. When it comes to other tenders, especially in the PPP segment, it is difficult to predict because they are not yet mature enough. In my eyes, it will definitely last until next year, until they will be awarded, and a few of them probably will be starting already in year 2016, definitely some of them only the year afterwards. But again, let me underpin that till today, PPP projects are only good for about 3% of the annual investment of Germany in road construction, even if the government is now aiming at doubling or tripling the importance of PPP for road refurbishment. It would only mean that we are talking about 6 to 10% of the total road construction volume. So the conventional tendering process is far more important for the road construction companies in Germany than PPPs.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Then I have kind of a housekeeping question. What is the amount of minorities that you expect to be, let's say, paid out at the end of the year on group level?
As you have seen, the amount by the end of the third quarter is almost the same as it was the year before, or the respective date the year before, and I expect for the full year, I don't expect a major deviation from the previous year's figures. It might be probably a little bit more than last year.
Okay, and just to clarify that, because last year was around, let's say, minus 20 million, the years before it was a bit more than 40 million, is that what is the deviating factor in the operational business there?
We have various minorities, but by far the biggest one is with our German subsidiary Süblin in Stuttgart, and we have seen nice years, especially in 2013. I do not expect this year's figure to come close to the 2013 figure, I'm quite convinced that we will be much closer to the 2014 figure.
Okay. Then I want to ask you on the fourth quarter EBIT. Is there any, let's say, anything specific that we should take into account, which could make this year somewhat special, or is it fair to assume that this year, if we don't get a tough winter in the next 1 or 2 weeks, that this year should be as for the last 2 to 3 years?
Well, the fourth quarter is always a special case. It is true that the climate influence might have a certain influence, although we are now already in the end of November, so it is predictable how the end of the year will be. But there are always very many year-end closure works to be considered in the fourth quarter. So even if I couldn't identify one major coining aspect, I am always very, very cautious regarding the judgment on the fourth quarter, but no one major specific or characteristics to be mentioned today.
Okay, then the last question I would like also to ask you is on the cash flow side, which was operationally, or let's say across most of the operating lines in line with last year, taking out the acquisition price. Do you expect a similar strong Q4 again in terms of cash flows, or do you think there should be any similar strong end to the cash flow end to the year than seen last year, or do you expect structural changes in the working capital?
It could well be, Mr. Loskamp, that we might be selling some more real estate project as the demand is very high. And that would then have an additionally positive effect on our cash flow position. But this is still to be seen, because this is a few but big transactions which possibly might take place still this year. If not this year, then it will be in the first half of next year.
Mm-hmm. And last year, you would say, was quite a good year already, but this year could be better.
Given the perspective for some additional real estate transactions, yes.
Yes. Okay, very clear. Thank you.
I may now come back on your question regarding the third quarter 2014 in the specialty division segment. We have not identified any major single extraordinary project. It was an influence of various normal projects.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Mr. Lutkamp.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. The next question comes from the line of Markus Wimis of RCB. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I'd like to come back to the North and West segment, specifically asking about the margin development. I mean, you stated that some of these old flop projects are still burdening the margin. I mean, I basically would have assumed that you have provisioned sufficiently in recent quarters. Is there any indication you can give us how much the impact was in the third quarter or cumulative in the first 9 months, and when will these burdens finally be digested now?
You're right, and I think the critics is well justified. It is true that, of course, it is our ambition to take the full picture as soon as we believe to have gotten it. And regarding the projects I mentioned there before, when it comes to the Täby Center in Sweden, for instance, or to the one hydraulic engineering project called Marienhafen Wilhelmshaven, we had believed that we would have taken it all already in earlier figures, but it is no wisdom that bad projects are always worse, and this is unfortunately also true. But for those two, the Täby Center should be completed by the end of the year. Wilhelmshaven, unfortunately, might take a little longer till the beginning of the year 2017. the figures which we, or the losses, the additional losses which we had to consider over the first 9 months are amounting to somewhat of €20 million there.
Okay, for these two.
Yeah.
For these two projects. Okay. Very clear. And is there any hope that kind of with this renegotiation that the, once the contract or once the construction is completed that you might get some cash in or?
I would see that hope for the segment as a rather considerable one, but the picture is more hopeful regarding Poland. Because you probably recall, Mr. Remis, that we are talking about 60 litigation cases in Poland stemming from the year 2012.
Yeah.
And what I've told the last time is still true. We have not yet seen any one sentence in that context. And we definitely believe that one or the other sentence must be in our favor in the end. That might still last. But when it turned out to come like that, it would be definitely a positive effect for the segment. This is more concrete than in the two other cases you were asking for.
Okay, very clear. And, I mean, regarding the order intake, I mean, in the third quarter, at least compared to my forecast, this was the only noteworthy deviation. And you indicated that you were kind of giving in order not to jeopardize your margin improvement. I mean, how should I say... How willing are you to kind of accept potentially lowered output in the next years? I mean, can you sustain this discipline, or where would you say capacity loading is then coming more to the forefront of considerations?
Our segments behave quite differently in that respect, Mr. Remis. When it comes to building construction, we are far more flexible with regard to a variation of our output figure because the percentage of subcontracted work is much higher than in transportation infrastructures where the vast majority of the output is produced by our own resources. So with regard to building construction, I would hence be far more flexible in that respect. It is true we have still a very good situation, especially in Germany, but also in Poland. But once the situation, for instance, in Germany would going to normalize, I would also opt for a clear flexibility in that respect and accept a lower output there, because we have that flexibility with regard to subcontracted works. When it comes to transportation infrastructures, it's far more difficult and also more costly to breathe with different economic situations. But this is the segment, or this is the part of the segment where we believe that Germany has to come with stronger figures, and the vast majority of our resources in the segment in transportation infrastructures is focused on Germany. So it has been a disappointment this year that our output figure and also the whole industry's output figure for road construction in Germany is lower than the precedent year was a great and negative surprise. But there we have that perspective that sooner or later the market will get starting and will show definitely higher figures and considerably higher figures than we see them currently. So in that segment where we don't have that huge amount of flexibility as in building construction, we do strongly believe that we will be seeing better figures as from next year onwards.
And then lastly, let me ask you about the Austrian market. I mean, the topic of price pressure in Vienna, I think this has been known for quite a while now. What's kind of your expectations for the market as a whole for the next year? I mean, should Austria be overall stable? I mean, the whole country, not specifically asking about you, but or do you see scope for higher construction activity?
No, we do not really have an indication for considerably higher construction activities in the country. Our experience with Austria shows it is a stable market. It is not good for dynamic growth on the one hand, but it is also not a market which is shrinking in a double-digit amount on the other hand over year-on-year basis. So it is a rather stable basis, although that has to be admitted, the margins for the time being are not fully sufficient.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Remis.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to pass back to Thomas Birtel for any closing comments.
Thank you very much for your attention, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again the next time once we are having a look at the full fiscal year 2015 for STRABAG. All the best. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.